Wearing a t-shirt emblazoned with Voices of Hope in a vibrant blue, Ethan Hawes pushes their straight black hair over a shoulder and starts making outreach calls for Voices of Hope, a Lexington nonprofit focused on recovery.
Hi, this is Ethan calling from Voices of Hope. How are you doing today?
The conversation goes on like that for about 30 minutes. Some don't answer and some just can't chat.
Okay, darling. Well, how about just give us a call back when you have a few minutes, okay? All right, sounds good.
Hawes knows some of the folks on the phone, often from a time before they started in recovery. Some they have met at the Voices of Hope Center, working as an intern and now as a staff member. Learning about multiple paths to recovery is one of the many things Hawes likes about Voices of Hope.
And so it's cool to get different perspectives on recovery and to talk to people who are doing this all different kinds of ways.
Recognizing that there is more than one path to recovery is a key tenet of Voices of Hope. The innovative program was recognized in April when Voices of Hope received a $1.5 million grant to create centers in 16 other Kentucky counties. That award was part of a federal grant of $87 million to the University of Kentucky to research and create recovery efforts. Amanda Fallon Bennett is co-founder of Voices of Hope. A nurse by training, she first worked in harm reduction programs in San Francisco.
I worked, like I mentioned, in a syringe access program and loved it. I love the model. I love working in harm reduction. But it did occur to me sometimes when we're providing services out of a van in an alley in the rain that there's not a lot of other health care in the United States delivered that way.
Too often, she says, recovery efforts begin with an emergency response to an acute episode, like an overdose, and they end after a stay in inpatient care.
And sometimes when you walk out the door to the treatment facility, that's where your work kind of starts.
Fallon Bennett says media coverage of addiction focuses on tragedy, DUIs, car accidents, and families torn apart.
And all those things are true, but there are also 23 million Americans living in recovery.
Katie Marks is project director for the Kentucky Opioid Response Effort, or CORE. It's a state project using federal money to create 6 recovery community centers across the state. Mark says the recovery community centers, like Voices of Hope, go beyond traditional treatment models.
And talk about the process of recovery, which talks about a biological recovery, a psychological recovery, and a social recovery. And those 3 components stand in direct contrast to our misconceptions that promote stigma.
Dr. Joshua M. Sharfstein is with John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He's also the author of the recently released book, The Opioid Epidemic, What Everyone Needs to Know. He says the efforts in Kentucky reflect a recognition that the traditional 28-day inpatient treatment model needs to evolve.
What is very clear with respect to opioids is that there's no 28-day cure, and that it is really a chronic illness, opioid addiction, and treatment requires a whole bunch of different things.
The opioid epidemic is widespread, but he says the growing need for help could mobilize treatment innovations.
In the United States, we've had opioid addiction for well over a century. And during that period, when minorities and other socially marginalized groups have had addiction, it's been seen much more as a crime. When more of the majority groups have suffered from addiction, it's been seen more as a disease.
For WEKU News, I'm Mary Meehan.